His pen was bold, his heart was free. He left behind a radiant legacy. He left behind a radiant legacy.
The radiant legacy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this brand new series, The Radiant Legacy. And this is regarding the legacy of the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, inshallah azza wa jalla, in the beautiful month of Safarul Muzaffar. So please stay with us throughout this journey where we explore the biography and the lifestyle and different facets of the life of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, inshallah azza wa jalla. For today, we are going to be focusing on the dawn of a luminary. Yes, and he was indeed a great luminary amongst the pious predecessors in the deen of Islam. And mashallah, what a great genius he is. Before we dive deep into the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, inshallah azza wa jalla, let's first and foremost rekindle our love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today joining me in our discussion is our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, hafizahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sayyidi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, you are so radiant, MashaAllah. How are you, Sayyidi?
Is your eyes are radiant, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you keeping, MashaAllah?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Sayyidi.
MashaAllah.
So yes, we are discussing the dawn of a luminary. And this refers to the great Imam, the great Mujaddid, the great reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Alhamdulillah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that through the wasila of this luminous individual in the history of Islam, our hearts are illuminated. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. As we famously say, Dal di qalb mein azmate Mustafa, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Bilakhun Salam. That he is the one who has instilled the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. And we owe it to him for that.
Yes.
Starting from the very birth of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he says that my master, Ala Hazrat, Imam of Al-Sunnah, reviver of Sunnah, eradicator of Bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, guide of Tariqah, Allama Mawlana Al-Hajj, Al-Hafiz Al-Qari, Al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, was born on Saturday, the 10th of Shawwal al-Mukarram in the year 1272 Hijri, which corresponds to the 14th of June 1856, at the time of Zuhr Salah in the area of Jasuli neighborhood in Bareilly Sharif, India. In terms of the year of birth, his name is Al-Mukhtar.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. What does it mean in terms of the year of his birth? Meaning, there are tarikhi or historical names rather, sometimes are kept. And those letters that are used, they represent the numeric value that sums up to the year of the birth of a certain individual.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And then he says, my master Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has derived his birth year from the 22nd ayah of Surah Al-Mujadala. In this verse, there are 1,272 numerals according to the ilm of Abjad. That is a science through which one gets to derive the value of a certain alphabet in Arabic or Urdu language. Alhamdulillah. And that hisab of Abjad, according to that, this verse of the Holy Quran, it fits the numerical value of the year of the birth of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, which is 1272 Islamic year Hijri. And it is stated on page
410 of the book Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat, published by Maktabatul Madina, that while the dates of birth were being mentioned, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he said, Alhamdulillah, my date of birth lies in this verse of the Holy Quran. What is that beautiful verse of the Holy Quran? Subhanallah, let's hear it.
أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهِ.
It is these upon whose hearts Allah has ingrained faith and has aided them with a spirit from His own.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful meaning that is. And his name, Sayyidi Al-Azhar's name is Muhammad.
Subhanallah.
As he encourages others to keep the name Muhammad, Subhanallah, when the child's aqiqah is done, and then you can keep another name to call the child by.
Right.
But Subhanallah, we should try that if it's a male child, we should try and give as many children as we have. There's no harm. Name all of them after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's beautiful name, and that is Name Muhammad. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Al-Azhar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He did not only say and profess his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather he lived that legacy and left behind that legacy. Throughout his life, if you take a sum of his life, it can be evaluated only by one thing, that he was all about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, if you were to say, okay, certain individuals, they are known by their certain traits that they have.
Right.
You know, for example, if we say, let's say philosophy,
mm-hmm.
the names such as Aristotle, Plato, all these names comes to your mind.
Right.
And when you say, for example, the knowledge of theology, Ilmul Kalam, then names such as Allama Sa'duddin Taftazani, Allama Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, these are the names that come to mind. When you talk about Ilmul Hadith, the first name that comes to mind is Imam Bukhari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Ali, Subhanallah. So yes, when you talk about having the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and making this love public and instilling this love in the hearts of people, one name comes to mind, and that is the name of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
Subhanallah.
And even his students, they also carried forward this mission of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. His Khalifa, Allama Jamil Qadri Ali Rahma, he says,
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
الحمدللہ. This is just one example, Subhanallah, and there have been many examples. Pick up the poetry of Sayyidi Al-Azhar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and you would see countless examples of how beautifully he describes his love for the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the most unique of ways, Subhanallah. And as we are focused on his biography for today, inshallah, Azzawajal, an overview of the life of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, inshallah, in the later episodes, we are going to get to his beautiful poetry in praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his spirituality, his scholarship, Subhanallah, and his expertise when it comes to the field of knowledge, when it comes to writing legal verdicts. Alhamdulillah. All of that we are going to decode and discuss in the upcoming episodes, inshallah, azza wa jal. For now, we were discussing the birth of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and how his name was kept, Muhammad.
Subhanallah.
His grandfather, he called him Ahmad. Ahmad Raza, Subhanallah. His grandfather, who's his grandfather? He is again a grand mufti of his time, Subhanallah, Allama Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he named him Ahmad Raza, which became his famous name. Subhanallah. That is yet another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both Muhammad and Ahmad. Allahu Akbar. In the previous scriptures, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known by the name of Ahmad. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name, Muhammad. And it is also said, Sayyidi, that in the heavens, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Ahmad. And on the earth, he is known as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in every era, say the children usually have a similar carefree attitude. Mm-hmm. Was the childhood of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala the same as the other children?
Allahu Akbar. You know, Murasa, this is a very a beautiful question rather. Because as you've mentioned, unlike other children, you know, at the ages, even at the ages of 7 or 8, still at that age, children usually can't really comprehend or understand the depth of any matter. But when it comes to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, we see that he had a very outstanding childhood, to such an extent that even at a young age, his character was refined. His memory was extremely strong, that it's mentioned he completed the recitation of the entire Quran at the age of 4.5 years old.
Subhanallah.
4.5 years old, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he already completed the recitation of the Holy Quran. And at the age of 6 years, he delivered his first bayan, he delivered his first lecture at the age of 6 in a very huge and large gathering, where he talked and he discussed about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 6 years old. And also what's interesting is, look at the adab and the respect that he had, even for the awliya Allah. Even at that age of around six years old, he got information regarding the direction of Baghdad Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Wherein you have the king of the awliya.
When children don't even know the direction of their own house.
100%. I mean, and here you have Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, who now knows where the direction of Baghdad Sharif is. And when he came to know of it, look at his conscience, his piety and his respect. When he got to know of it, he never stretched his legs towards the direction of Baghdad Sharif.
Allah.
At that tender age. And it's mentioned also in his biography that he was very enthusiastic at a young age and passionate and always excited, you know, for performing salah, for reading salah, etc. That too, it's mentioned he would go and perform all his 5 times daily salah with jama'ah in the masjid. At that tender age, subhanAllah. So we can see from this little glimpse of his childhood, it's already, you know, so extraordinary compared to other children. I mean, at the age of 4.5 years old, when other children are still, you know, learning how to speak their native language, their own mother tongue, here Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he already completed the recitation of the Holy Quran. And it's also mentioned, Muasab, that he had so much of humbleness, so much of humility. He would protect his gaze, he would lower his head at that young age. Subhanallah. And also one very, very admirable quality he had, that it's mentioned, and this shows his humility, his humbleness, that when he would walk, no one could even hear his footsteps. That's how soft he would walk on the face of this earth. So subhanAllah, his childhood was extremely extraordinary, unique. And as I mentioned before, that he had a very strong memory. His character, we can see from these narrations that it was refined. And one incident which is really, really fascinating, wherein his teacher one day told him to recite a particular verse, right? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, at a young age, what the teacher is telling him to recite, he is not reciting it. The teacher is saying, read. He's saying he can't read it. He that word didn't want to come on his tongue, because the teacher was reading with a zabr, and the correct one was a zair, and Ala Hazrat was reading with a zair. So this, the teacher and the student, this went back forth. Eventually, this got noticed by the grandfather of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, Mulana Raza Ali Khan. And he said, okay, bring me a copy of the Holy Quran. The copy of the Holy Quran was brought. When he opened it up, he saw that his grandson, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he was correct in what he was reciting, that it was with a zir, not with a zabr. So when he was asked that, oh my son, why weren't you reading the way the teacher was telling you to read? He says that I tried my best to read the way my teacher was telling me to read, but for some reason, the words, I could not articulate them. The words wasn't coming to me in the way that I should read it, the way my teacher is reading it. And that's why I couldn't. And I was reading Zir instead. So here we see this was a karamat. This was a miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah at such a young age, where he already, you know, had Allah Ta'ala blessed him with this knowledge at that young age as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, yes. And this was the miraculous quality that he had. He was bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you know, it's not a person's own capability, subhanallah. And he was bestowed upon this knowledge and this enthusiasm, this zeal and this passion for learning, for ilm-e-deen, subhanallah. That he wouldn't stop at anything. And he was very keen to learn and very quick learner, subhanallah. It is mentioned that one day his teacher, he told him that, you know, it takes me longer to teach you and it takes you less time to learn it. Right? So how can that be, you know?
How do you do that?
Exactly. How do you do that? Are you human or jinn? So Sayyidi Ala Alhamdulillah, I said, Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, I'm a human being.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. Like how, you know, sometimes we see something extraordinary. Oh, yeah. He's behaving like a jinn.
Out of astonishment, you know.
Yes, people say
things
like that. And subhanallah. And once he was reading the alphabets, the first day, on which day he read his Bismillah for the first time.
Right.
That Bismillah Khani Rasam, it's a custom that is followed in the family of Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, where the when the child is 4 years, 4 months, and 4 days old, and that is when they are enrolled and start their learning.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So when his grandfather took him to madrasa, and he started learning, he's reading Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha. And then after all of that, when he reached right towards the end, then he stopped at Lam Alif. He doesn't want to read it.
Right.
He then says, I already read Alif and I already read Lam. So, why am I reading it again? Alif Lam.
Allah.
Lam Alif, right? So, then the grandfather, he noticed this and he appreciated his questioning and his curiosity.
Right.
And he said, okay, you know why you're reading it again? Because that's the time it was mention individually Alif. Alif cannot be recited by itself. You have to join it with something.
Right.
A consonant before it. So he told him, that's why it's mentioned together, because Alif, you cannot pronounce it on its own. So he said, okay. Then how about Lam? Why Lam was chosen? It could be mixed with any other letter. He said, okay, with any other letter, it wouldn't make any sense, right? With Lam, it would make sense.
Right.
And they both also look alike. So you also can distinguish between the two.
Right. You can differentiate between them.
Exactly. And mashallah, such interesting questions that he had from his childhood.
Subhanallah.
He was so bright and he was able to assess all of that. I mean, children, they struggle firstly to learn the alphabets and to learn the makharij and so on. But subhanallah, he was at another level.
Allah.
He wanted to know the finer things.
Why is it like
this? Yes, why? What's behind this? What's the hikmah? What's the wisdom of it? Subhanallah. And Mawlana Sahib has a very beautiful program, Treasures of Wisdom, mashallah. Where, yes, dear viewers, our Mawlana Sahib here, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, he has a very beautiful program, Treasures of Wisdom, alhamdulillah, where he discusses wisdom behind many things that we may at times miss and may not know about it. And alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful program. I would urge you to watch it, inshallah, on Madani channel. 3 days a week, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, Sayyidi, mashallah. And we get to learn so much through your program. And mashallah, we were discussing the biography of Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. You have beautifully summarized and encapsulated the events of his childhood, mashallah.
And you know, Masab, it should serve as an inspiration, you know, for today's kids as well. That when they hear of these stories, knowing who Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah is, then they would also develop this yearning to also, you know, learn the Holy Quran, learn the proper way of reciting the Holy Quran instead of, you know, playing games on the phone, etc., etc. So this is also a very good way for children to get uplifted and motivated as well.
Subhanallah. And Sayyidi, it also serves as a lesson for us. Like at one point you mentioned that the teacher was telling him to read Fatha.
Ji, Zabar.
But he insisted on Kasra.
Huh?
Right. And there were some errors in that print,
right,
where he was reading from. So when another mushaf was brought and it was compared, mm-hmm, then it was the printing error was pointed out.
Yes.
In that mushaf where he was reading, right?
Right.
Subhanallah. And he just naturally wouldn't read it. He would want to read Fatha, but naturally his tongue
come out,
would pronounce Kasra.
Subhanallah.
So that goes to show that these are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses someone, then he protects them against all the mistakes and all the sins, subhanallah. And therefore, these awliya Allah, they are protected and they are in the divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, mahfuz anil khata. Subhanallah, these awliya Allah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a great high-ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is known by many titles, subhanAllah. And to be a mujaddid Sayyidi, you have to be a very high-ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. Because mujaddid is chosen at the turn of every 100 years. How many people are born in 100 years? Allahu Akbar. Billions of people, right?
100%.
And Mujaddid is chosen, maybe one or two of them, only be the revivers of Islam.
Subhanallah.
So one in a billion, you can say. At least one in a billion, if not one in a few billions.
Right.
Subhanallah. So these are the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his year of birth, the translation of that verse also shows that and points out that Iman was written in his heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And when it comes to the learning of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, after completing the recitation of the Holy Quran at the age of 4.5 years,
Yes,
and then he continued learning Dars-e Nizami, the traditional way of learning Ilm-e-Deen, subhanallah. And he started learning the books of Arabic grammar and so on and so forth. There he learned Hidayatun Nahw. It's a classical text, alhamdulillah. It is still taught in various institutes around the world, subhanallah. It is still being taught and learners, they still learn it in jamias and darul ulooms and in Islamic colleges, alhamdulillah. And when he was reading this book, he wasn't only reading the book. And he was at a very tender age at that time. Not even in his teenage yet,
right.
Subhanallah. And while he read that book, studied that book, he also wrote the commentary of that book.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Commentary of
Hidayatun
Nahw.
Yes. Subhanallah. It is at that age we still struggle to wrap our head around the concepts of, you know, Nahw and the division of the word into Ismu Fail and Harf and the Marfu'at, Mansubat. And he was already, subhanallah, writing the commentary on Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Truly gifted. And later on, at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali completed all the traditional disciplines under the guidance of his respected father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Subhanallah. So he is basically the student of his own father. Mm-hmm. He also learned from other Asatizah as well, but mainly he learned from his father. His main teacher was nobody other than his father. Subhanallah. And under his guidance, he learned everything. Now here, Sayyidi, it goes to show that what is our duty as a fatherly figure is to educate our children.
100%.
Subhanallah. And this is our responsibility. I mean, we cannot say, you know, the child, okay, you send him to madrasa and then you can forget about it. No, you have a duty.
The responsibility is still there.
Yes, you have a responsibility towards your child, his upbringing, whether he's learning, not learning, whether he's playing fools. You need to know about it.
Yes.
And subhanAllah, it is our duty to also guide them in the right direction. And here, his own father, who is subhanAllah, Ra'isul Mutakallimeen, is known as Sayyidi Alaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He used to give him the title of Khatamul Muhaqqiqeen.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. He's a great scholar of Islam. Allama Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He himself being of such a high caliber of Islamic scholar, and him being the teacher of Sayyidi Alaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
SubhanAllah.
Learning from the best, SubhanAllah. And this is the kind of bond that we should have with our children.
Most definitely.
And SubhanAllah. We should also encourage them to learn Islamic knowledge, Islamic sciences. Yes, they learn the schooling curriculum and their grades, you know, all the way up to matric and so on. Yes, that's important. But together with that, Islamic education is more important. I mean, how is the child going to read his salah? How is the child going to learn the aspects of tahara and zakah,
the
and
essentials.
Sawm. Yes, these are the very basics and the fundamentals of Islam. SubhanAllah, speaking of the word fundamentals of Islam, SubhanAllah, is a beautiful book published by our Dawat Islami.
SubhanAllah.
Yes, and this is also with regards to teaching us the fundamentals of teachings of Islam. SubhanAllah, it is available in volume 1, 2 and 3, SubhanAllah, for different grades. Volume 1 can be for the children who are still young in age. Volume 2, maybe a little bit more mature than that. And volume 3, as they grow, mature.
And very simplified as well.
Very simplified. And there is a volume 4. I've just got the good news, mashallah. It's either in the works or it's already been published. Subhanallah. And mashallah. And the more the merrier, right? Yes. Mashallah. So yes, these are the things that we need to introduce in our homes. If we haven't, then it is about time that inshallah azza wa jal we take care of this responsibility, this parental duty of ours. You know, it is not only our duty to provide bread on the table, but it is also our duty to see to the spiritual and physical and every other well-being that they need to have in order for them to have a successful life later on, not only this life but the life of the hereafter as well. If we don't put this in their mind and that we don't inculcate this teaching in their mind, then they are going to go wayward and they're not going to have a sense of direction. And then tomorrow we suddenly wake up and know why my child is going in the wrong direction. You never gave him a direction.
Starts from the onset.
Yes. Why? The big question, why is it happening? Because you never give him a direction.
Ah.
So he's going all over the place.
He was directionless.
He's lost. Had you given him the direction and steered him in the proper way, in the proper channel, alhamdulillah, today he would be on his way to success.
100%.
So inshallah, azza wa jal, this is the cue we can take from the life of Sayyidi Alaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and how his honorable father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, made sure of his beautiful Islamic and spiritual upbringing.
And Masab, you've mentioned that he gave his first fatwa at the age of 13.
Yes, alhamdulillah. At the age of 13.
At the age of 13 years
old. Where we have difficulty to even read the fatwa, let alone giving the fatwa. Allahu. But when you read the legal verdicts of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, you have to be equipped with certain sciences in order to even read the text.
Right.
That he is writing, although it's in Urdu, plain Urdu, there's no rocket science there because it's in your native tongue. But still, you have difficulty reading it because he has certain sciences incorporated in those legal verdicts. SubhanAllah, sometimes you will find mathematical formulas. Sometimes you will find astronomical research there. Sometimes you will find aspects related to physics, aspects related to geography. SubhanAllah, and SubhanAllah, it is brimming with so many other branches of knowledge. It is said that within his writings, you can find at least 50 branches of knowledge discussed here and there everywhere.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Musab, speaking of him issuing his first fatwa at the age of 13, and as he grew up, you know, as the years went on, it's mentioned also where in some ulama, some scholars, they were working in Darul Ifta in Bareilly Sharif. And what happened was a question was posed to them, and this question, it struck them. And they were trying to get the answer to it, but they could not get the answer to it. So they went to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, and they told him, Hazrat, we have this question of, I don't know, they said that people are asking new questions nowadays. And so Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he says, this is a very old query. And then he told them so calmly, so simply that, you know what, go and open this book by so-and-so person on so-and-so page in so-and-so volume. And he referred them, I think, three other books as well. They went, they opened those books, they checked it up, and it was exactly as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah has told them, without any difference whatsoever. So this goes to show, you know, the power of memory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted him with, that he was able to quote just offhand like that.
Subhanallah. Yes, and that is one of the specialities and particularities of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them so capable that previous ummahs, they had the ages of, you know, a couple hundred years. That was like normal age for them. But in this ummah, I mean, it's a miracle if somebody lives past the age of 100 years even, right? 70, 80, and then you start to wonder, oh, wow, he's living long, mashallah, right? And then, subhanallah, that's how short our ages are. Between 60 and 70, our mortality rate, that is life expectancy nowadays, globally, if we speak about it. Now, in such a short time, subhanallah, great Islamic scholar, he is able to achieve so much, learn so much, subhanallah. And this is the barakah of being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was truly exceptional in this regard.
Most definitely. And also, what's truly, truly fascinating, in his biography, right, it's mentioned that the people, they would write Hafiz next to his name. And when he came to know of this, then he what he did was, he went and he started to now memorize the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
And how he did it was, he started with the wudu of Isha. Between the Adhan of Isha and the Jamaat, in that time, memorize one para. Memorize one chapter of the Holy Quran in that space of time. And like that, 30 days straight, memorized the entire Quran in order so that the people who put the title of Hafiz next to my name, they don't get proven wrong.
Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset, subhanallah. And mashallah, Sayyidi, such a beautiful concept you have introduced, alhamdulillah. And Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, his thought process was such that if a Muslim has said this, let it not be proven wrong.
Allah.
Let me rather become a Hafiz.
He's
Allah.
Respectful for other fellow Muslims.
Subhanallah. Whereas it's such a daunting task to become a Hafiz of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. You yourself have become Hafiz al-Quran, Sayyidi. Subhanallah. It must have been an experience over the years. It
takes a strenuous amount of effort.
Allahu Akbar. So yes. And for him to just get it like that, Allahu
Akbar. 30 days, one
truly a beautiful gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whom He grants wisdom and knowledge. And he was one of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely. Alhamdulillah, as we are discussing the biography of this great Imam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, listen to a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere raza, fiyare raza, wo bare.
عشق و محبت عشق و محبت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
پیکر سنت رہبر ملت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
حامی سنت ماحی بدعت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
پیر طریقت شیخ شریعت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
دین کی دونے کی ہے خدمت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
غوث و خواجہ کی ہے حمایت
اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا
طیبہ سے رکھتا ہے نسبت قبا اعلی حضرت کا
میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا
وادی وادی ان کا نام بستی بستی ان کی باتیں وادی وادی ان کا نام ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا مسلے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا ڈنکا اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت
رضا
مجدد دین و ملت
رضا
پروانہ شمع رسالت
رضا
امام عشق و محبت
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا سنیوں کے پیشوا
میرے احمد رضا
ہیں بریلی کے شاہ
میرے احمد رضا
خائی
خلیفہ کبریا
میرے آقا احمد رضا
با عمل با حیا
میرے آقا احمد رضا
عشق محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ
اعلی حضرت کا
میرے اعلی حضرت کا
پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
میرے اعلی حضرت کا
پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت
کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا
کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت عشق و محبت
اعلی حضرت
عشق و محبت عشق و محبت
اعلی حضرت
عشق نبی کی دولت ہم کو بھی مل جائے یا اللہ عشق نبی کی دولت ہم کو بھی مل جائے یا اللہ
تجھ کو الہی دیتے ہیں ہم صدقہ اعلی حضرت کا
تجھ کو الہی دیتے ہیں ہم صدقہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
پرچم عشق رسالت رکھا اونچا اعلی حضرت نے پرچم عشق رسالت رکھا اونچا اعلی حضرت نے
رب نے اونچا کر رکھا ہے جھنڈا اعلی حضرت کا
رب نے اونچا کر رکھا ہے جھنڈا اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
ان کے شہزادوں کی بہاریں دیکھ کے دنیا دنگ ہوئی ان کے شہزادوں کی بہاریں دیکھ کے دنیا دنگ ہوئی
دیکھو دیکھو کیسا جمع ہے سکہ اعلی حضرت کا
دیکھو دیکھو کیسا جمع ہے سکہ اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا
یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے اہل محبت کے لب پر یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے اہل محبت کے لب پر
تو ہے مشاہد رضوی بے شک شیدا اعلی حضرت کا
تو ہے مشاہد رضوی بے شک شیدا اعلی حضرت کا
شیدا اعلی حضرت سنیوں کے پیشوا
میرے آقا احمد رضا
ہیں بریلی کے شاہ
میرے آقا احمد رضا
خائف کبریا
میرے آقا احمد رضا
با عمل با حیا
میرے آقا احمد رضا
عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا
میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا
عشق و محبت عشق و محبت
اعلی حضرت
پیکر سنت رہبر ملت
اعلی حضرت
حامی سنت ماہی بدعت
اعلی حضرت
پیر طریقت شیخ شریعت
اعلی حضرت
دین کی دونے کی ہے خدمت
اعلی حضرت
غوث و خواجہ
حضرت اعلی حضرت
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. سیدی, the very first fatwa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the legal verdict that he gave, right? It was at the tender age of 13, right? Like, it is teenage. Yeah. In our lingo, we call it a teenage. And it is that age you are just becoming mature, and this is where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala reached the age of puberty. And this also happened to be the day when he wrote his first verdict.
Subhanallah.
And when he wrote it, his father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he checked it out. And he found it so beautiful, mashallah. It was so well written that he was truly amazed. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He authorized him to issue fatwa from that day onwards, subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he didn't only have expertise in answering the Islamic legal verdicts, but rather he was a true genius, and his personality was multifaceted. Meaning, if you were to ask him any Islamic question, he would give you the answer. If you were to ask him any question related to maths, he would give you the answer. If you would come as a student of physics, you will find him to be a physicist, subhanallah. If you would come to him to ask about some medical query, you would find him to be a physician, subhanallah, an expert doctor as well, mashallah. So he had expertise in so many fields of science and knowledge, mashallah, and he was truly blessed by this, and he got this through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, it is the bestowal of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon him. And look at how he himself, he makes it clear, he makes it known. Right, and when he completed his book of fatawa, what did he name it? We say fatawa razwiya. This is a shortened version of the name. Right. What is the full name? Al-Ataya Nabawiya fil Fatawa Razwiya. That it is the bestowal of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of the legal verdict of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. So he even attributes that to the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, when you love someone, you attribute everything to the beloved. And mashallah. And he wasn't a person who was boastful, who had this ego issues. No, he was so humble, yet so knowledgeable.
Allah.
Today we see, you know, if somebody knows, even gains a little bit knowledge, that he cannot stop boasting about it. And subhanAllah, here we see such a genius.
Yet so humble.
Yes, and he gives credit for everything to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his karam, subhanAllah. So yes, as the saying goes, Is'adat bazure bazu nist. This is not the physical prowess of an individual that comes inherently. It is rather, in the case of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, in his own words, it is rather the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, once I was speaking that of the love that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion it's mentioned that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he went to perform Hajj for the second time. And when he went, it's mentioned that he went in front of the Rawdah Sharif, and he kept on reciting salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hope that he would behold Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when this didn't happen, what he did was he wrote a couplet. Wo suwe laal zar phirte hai, tere din e bahar phirte hai. So when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah recited this beautiful couplet, and he was sitting there waiting to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at last it was meant for him, and he was finally blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in a dream, but rather in a wakeful state.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So yes, when love is true, subhanallah, you can attain your objectives, not in your dream, but with your wakeful eyes.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The love has to be true. And if the love is not true, then those words, even if you write pieces of poetry, it wouldn't mean anything because there's no real feeling behind it. If love is true, then you would be following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every facet of life. If love is true, then you would be fulfilling the rights of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has over you as his ummati. If love is true, then you would not compromise the kalima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for anything in your life. If love is true, its effects will be seen on your own body. Your face will have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your head won't be naked. It will have the covering, either a topi or imama, subhanallah, which is imama is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If your love is true, then you wouldn't be wearing pants that is above your knees, revealing your satr. No. If love is true, all of this wouldn't happen. So if the cap fits, if love is true, the cap will fit, inshallah. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this is how we learn about the greatness of this great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. We yearn to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. Right? And we recite certain wazifas and, you know, hoping and wishing that we get to make the ziyarat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. But because we, our heart, our love is not on that level, it's not mature to that level, hence we are unfortunate Allah that we haven't made the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. But if the love is true, and if we have followed what is the requirement of that love, what that love requires, then yes. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, how come he achieved this, not in a dream, but with his wakeful eyes, with his open eyes, subhanallah, he is witnessing the jamal and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
And together with that, Muhammad, you know, together with him loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, writing the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would also defend the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like, you know, those people who would mention blasphemous statements regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he would write, you know, against such kind of people in order that they must take off with him instead of targeting the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Look at this, subhanallah, the thought process of this great imam, the understanding that he has given us. But you know, when it comes to the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yes, we should praise him. But when it comes to any attacks on the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, as a devotee, you would stand as a shield. Yes. Such as the Sahaba Ikram in the battlefield, during the Battle of Uhud, they were protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they presented their own chests and their own backs as shield to protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Among them was Ashra Mubashra, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, there were also those sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidi, whom we know as the ones who sang the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such as Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He wouldn't only praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he would also defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battlefields.
Subhanallah.
And this is what we see in the life of Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And therefore, some scholars and some pious predecessors, they had regarded Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to be Hassanul Hind, the Hassan of Indo-Pak subcontinent.
Subhanallah.
Referring to Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning he drew inspiration from the life of Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And if we are looking for someone who stand for that true value of this great Sahabi Rasul, and in India, then it is the personality of Allah. So subhanallah, we have now learned this beautiful aspect of the life of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala as a poet. And it is not just about being a poet, about singing something in colorful words. No. What that poetry is used for, what is the thought process behind it? Subhanallah. There are thousands of poets around the world.
Yes.
But we don't you know, really talk about them. But this is such a poet, subhanAllah, who wrote the poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we have been talking about him for the past 100 years, it's been, subhanAllah. And for the upcoming hundreds of years, he will still be spoken of, subhanAllah, for his praises of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, who used to say, and this is the manifestation of the same thing, مَا إِمْ مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِنْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدٍ
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That it is not that I am praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by my speech, by my vocabs, but rather it is that my words are being praised by including the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So this is the true understanding of it. Alhamdulillah, we have a wonderful nasiha for you as well. Let's inshallah azza wa jal go and listen to the nasiha. Thereafter, we're going to be back and move towards the conclusion of our today's program. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ala
Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnat, a wonderful personality, a personality whose every moment in his life is a lesson for us. And by Allah, if we follow the teachings of Sayyidi Ahl Hazrat, inshallah azza wa jal, we will never, ever, ever find ourselves on the wrong path. Because Maslaki Haq is Maslaki Ala Hazrat, it is Maslaki Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Ala Hazrat is giving us the same teachings which the Tabi'een, which Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, which Ghaus-e-Azam, which Khaja Gharib Nawaz, which the Sahaba Ikram gave us, and obviously, which is coming from the embodiment of Nur, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. If you look at Ala Hazrat's personality, there were so many times where a special bounty from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bestowed upon Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. It was as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared this perfect soldier against the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Munana Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razvi has stated that one day Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said, some unacquainted people write Hafiz before my name, Hafiz Ahmad Rida, though I am not worthy of this title. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Sahab further says, since that day, Ala Hazrat started memorizing the Holy Quran at the time, perhaps after Isha Wudu, till the Jamaat of Isha. How many minutes is that? 15, 20, 11 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the case is. In that time, Ala Hazrat used to memorize one part. He would memorize one part every day until he memorized 30 parts, 30 paras in 30 days. On one occasion, Ala Hazrat said, I have memorized the Holy Quran with efforts in a sequence because I do not want that whatever these bondsmen of Allah who write Hafiz before my name say should be wrong. Means, I do not want that someone writes Hafiz, you know, he is wrong about it. I'm not deserving of this title, so I became the Hafiz. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone writes Hafiz Ahmad Raza, he shouldn't be wrong, and it shouldn't be a title which I'm not worthy of, which I do not deserve. Subhanallah, this is also the fadl, the karam of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. That how much is that time? 10 minutes, 15 minutes between the wudu of Isha till the time of Isha Salah. Subhanallah. But the memory which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is beyond our understanding. This is one of the many miracles, I would say, of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat amongst his countless, countless, countless miracles. Subhanallah. May Allah keep us always following the footsteps of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Maslaki Ala Hazrat. Salamat rahe. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, welcome back. Alhamdulillah, as we are moving towards the conclusion of our today's program, inshallah, azza wa jalla, at the end, we turn to our guest of honor.
Al-Muasab, mashallah, you know, this was such a beautiful episode in which, you know, we got to learn about the life, the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, his childhood. And, you know, him issuing fatwa, his first fatwa at the age of 13 years old. And truly, his entire life is an inspiration for every single Muslim out there. And, you know, it's mentioned that after Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah made parda from this world, then a Syrian scholar in Baytul Muqaddas, he dreamt that he was present in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the awliya Allah, they were also present there. And there was silence, right? So he says that it seemed, in this dream that I was having, it seemed as if they were waiting for someone. So I went and I humbly asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, who is being awaited? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that we are waiting for Ahmad Raza.
Subhanallah.
And then the Syrian scholar asks that, who is Ahmad Raza? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says that he is a native of Bareilly in India. Subhanallah. And when the saint, when the Syrian scholar woke up, he immediately traveled from Syria to Bareilly to meet Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. But only to realize that when he got to Bareilly Sharif, he found out on that same day, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah had made parada from this world and he had passed on. And when he heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him in a dream that say, we are waiting for Ahmad Raza. So this was a sign. And from this, we see that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And mashallah, his entire life was all about his devotion to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, he would say, Lekin Raza ne khatme sukhan ispe kar diya, Khalik ka banda, khalq ka aqa kahun tujhe, Sarwar kahun ki maliko maula kahun tujhe, Baghe khalil ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
His pen was bold, his heart was free, he left behind a radiant legacy. He left behind a radiant legacy.
The radiant legacy.